You and I talked once about the 9/11 people. I mean, I'm no expert in it, but I've been dismayed about how many people who are involved in this thing seem not to care at all about the larger reality that millions of people around the world are so furious and so outraged at U.S. policy in the Middle East that they're willing to kill and die to make clear their opposition and their hatred of these policies. And sure, it may be that this or that terrorist action was actually carried out, isn't what it seems, and wasn't carried out by Muslims, but there's no question that a lot of Muslims and even non-Muslims are just furious at what the United States and Israel are doing, and they're willing to kill and die for that purpose. And this is the larger reality that's going on in the world. There's a growing worldwide sense of outrage about what Israel is doing and about America's support for Israel. And I've written and I've tried to emphasize that the United States almost certainly would not have attacked Iraq if the United States didn't have this perverse alliance with Israel, and that Israel's enemies are supposed to automatically be America's enemies. This is all very dangerous, and this should be understood, that people all around the world are outraged by this.